We look ahead to Richmond. Our injury list looking a little bit better. Ben Patton's been trimmed from what I think was about 10 weeks down to 4 or 5. Hunter Clark, 2 potentially away. So week after next in the VFL, maybe Dougal Howard trimmed from 3 to 4 to 1 to 2. So there's a belief he'll play the week after gather round. I think there's a small chance that Paddy Dow plays VFL either this week or next.
Paddy Dow's been 2 weeks for about 5 weeks now, which is annoying. I think it's kind of 2 to 3, and then it's, well, sorry, 1 to 2, and now it's just 2, which is frustrating.
But the best case scenario is that maybe Dow, Howard, and Clark play VFL the week after gather round. So
well, there's a bye this week.
Yeah,
I think Sandy have a bye this week.
Where Jack Hayes come back, which is the interesting dilemma with Jack Hayes, because is it bye, then rest, and then you play again? Or was that enough with what they got out of him in the VFL? And if you are, again, it comes down to it. If you're picking Hayes, you have to pick Hayes over Caminiti, for example. Yep. So if you were going to play Hayes, you could mount an argument that play Caminiti in the role that you were going to play Hayes in. So my gut feel is that they won't pick him this week, but we'll see what happens from all of that.
Because there's lots of chances if we do bring Hayes back in, is he going to be that second ruck and we get Mitch out of there?
I think so. Yeah, I think that seems to be.
If you play Caminiti, do you have to drop Sharman or something? Like, or Hayes, do you have to drop Sharman? Would Sharman be the one that goes out if you pick Hayes? Ideally not.
They're problems you want to have.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because I mean, you want to have players trying to get these same positions or to get into the team and play a role that's required. But of course, we're going to lose someone who's providing something. So, it may come down to when they're available, who we're playing. Do we need more of a second ruck rather than a runner or something? Or do we need,
They're also different. They're also different, aren't they?
Like,
Jack Hayes is just, I mean, he's humongous for a start. Yeah, he's way more physical, I think. You know, if we pencil in, assuming everyone's fit, Max King's at full forward, like that's a given. But what we don't know is what the preferred setup around that is. Because obviously you've got Membry, who spent the last kind of decade pushing up. He's kind of been that second key forward, but also I think plays his best footy when he's a bit freer and can be the third forward. So is it Hayes, who's that kind of second big body, can go around the ground and provide that second ruck type option, but is really he's just a massive, massive body. Or is it Caminiti, who's somewhere in between all of those guys, in that he is a bit more mobile, he can run, he's not as big, like he's tall, but he's not as big and strong or as physical as a Jack Hayes, and he's probably not as experienced as a ruck as Hayes would be, and he's also not as mobile as a Membry or a Sharman would be. So they're all so different, and they all provide different pros and cons. It's we haven't seen them. We haven't had all of them fit at the same time to see what the coaching group's preferred options are.
Exactly. And, we'll find out. I mean, Jack Hayes, with his injury issues, you would think he'd need more than one.
Yeah.
Get out in the twos anyway. I know he's a South Australian, I'm pretty sure, so there would have been some temptation around gather round. But I don't think there'd be enough to tip him out over tip Caminiti out over him at this point in time. So the Tigers have lost Baker, Lynch and Bolter. They may get back Dusty. I think Jack Graham's a chance to play his first game for the year, and Dylan Grimes maybe, depending on how that all stacks up. But for us, King will play, and you'd think for Caminiti, unless they do something a bit different. Then they have to replace Windhager. So, Nick, do they pick someone like Garcia, who had 25, I think, in the twos? Or do they put Hasty onto the ground and play Garcia or Collard, who kick 4, as a sub? Or do they go back to Collard and play him and then, one of those other options? Because you think it's effectively one of those three things.
Yeah, I thought Hasty was good in limited time. I think he showed a bit. I'd love to see him get a full game. I don't like the concept of having debutants as the sub. But I thought he provided a bit. I'd love to see him come into the team, and then have someone like a Garcia as the sub, as much as I just said that I don't want to see debutants as sub, but I think he provides a bit more versatility in what he can offer Garcia. But other than that, I think it's probably likely to be Garcia to come in if it's not Hasty pushed into the 22. Just because, you know, Higgins and Butler are already there, you've got Sharman, you've got Membry, Caminiti or Hayes and King coming back. I just don't think that there's a spot for Collard at this stage. I don't think that he's got enough in him to play him higher up the ground as a high half forward yet or as a midfielder or a wingman. Whereas I think Hasty and Garcia can give us that kind of positional versatility a little bit. And so I think it's probably between those guys. The other option is that it's kind of just King for Windhager. And they keep Caminiti in and maybe they push Sharman back a little bit. We know that he's played defense in the past a little bit. Not ideal. But you know, going up against a depleted Richmond backline, maybe they go with that strategy to just overpower them and just go in big.
Potentially. Yeah. And obviously the Tigers, I don't know what their forward line is going to look like. They're going to have to restructure that a bit. They've got, is it Samson Ryan, that kid, and a couple of other smalls like Morris, Rioli Jr. and a few of those that'll run around down there. But it's a different looking forward line that we're going to come up against.
Yeah, I don't think we've got much issue there. Obviously with Lynch out, you sort of go, well, our best defender now goes to their second or third best forward now. You sort of think that they all move down a peg and you go, look, we should be able to cover that without an issue. I guess it seems to be always their small forwards that more give us an issue or their midfielders running in, kicking goals from the midfield. So we need our midfielders defending the players that they're playing on and not letting them run free off them and pick off those goals from the running out of the centre square and that sort of thing. But talking about the whole Hasty and Garcia thing, and you got to also remember we've still got Wilson in there too, and can all three, I guess, be in? I can't see all three of them being in the starting 22 together. There's just no way either that we can go with that sort of thing. And yeah, I mean, Wilson looked a little bit cooked at the end of last week. He started to look a little bit sluggish, and I thought he might have been the one that got taken off at three-quarter time, perhaps last week. He just looked a little bit behind and a little bit, can't fault what he did. He didn't do too many wrong things, but just looked a bit cooked after about three quarters. So, whether he gets a bit more of a go in the middle at some stage, I don't know. That could happen. You just suspect Jones is probably going to be pushed in there a little bit more than what he was to fill that void from Windhager. A bit of throwing around and seeing what we can do with them. But I'd say if we have two, even three, the first year players in, one will be starting sub, that's for sure. But Jones
is an interesting one, isn't he? Because I think I wasn't a huge fan of giving him the extra year and re-signing him. But every time I see him, he just reminds me why he does provide a point of difference and why he's valuable. You know, he's tough, he's hard, he provides a bit of grunt in there, but he's also quick and has some pace. So it's just, he does offer us something that we don't have otherwise. And I think you could be right that maybe Zach goes into the middle and instead of spending kind of 40% game time in the middle, maybe he spends 65 or 75% game time in the middle just to pick up the slack, and then you have some rotations around that. But I think that's probably not a bad shout, H, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think it's where we're noticing the injuries a little bit. Like, I know last year we played the kids through the year and it was beneficial, but I agree with what you say, H. I think Wilson would have got a rest this week. It's not a bad thing, but we can't really do that. And, you know, there might be a few guys that were getting games that maybe weren't quite ready for that. And like I said, Hasty didn't do a lot wrong, and Collard obviously had limited time in round one, but whether those opportunities would have come when they did under normal circumstances. But yeah, you've got to work through what's in front of you, really.
And, the other one possible is that, you know, everyone's been calling for Mitch Owens to go into the middle more. Yeah. Maybe Mitch goes in the middle as kind of the Windhager replacement. I know he's not defensively the same type of player as Windhager's been playing that role, but yeah, we've all been calling for it. And when there's a spot and there's an open spot and you don't really have a specific player in mind to come in and take that spot, maybe it is a bit of positional movement.
And look, I'll always go back to that. Mitch Owens was a midfielder. I mean, first time I saw him, we were talking to Shifter about it, was he got the call up to play for Vic Metro. He and Nick Dacos were in the middle. Dacos had 41. Mitch Owens had 32 and kicked 2, playing as an on-baller. It was those two just ran amok. So he was 100% an on-baller coming through the ranks. He's got a bit bigger, which has changed things a little bit, but he can play that role. And I even thought on the weekend he looked pretty dynamic when he was around the ball at times when we were a bit hesitant. So, I'm very much in favour of that. A few listener questions before we wrap things up. A few people along the lines of what we were thinking. Tim saying, why? Just why? To St Kilda. Bot says, why did I see that result coming at quarter time? And why do the footy gods hate us? We ask those questions frequently. John, a bit more pointed, saying, when are the Saints as a club going to put the big boy pants on? Losing games like that has been happening for 13 years. It feels that way. Lethal
150 years, really.
Yeah,
I was like, John, right. John must have only been supporting for 13 years. So that's sort of.
Yeah. Lethal with a question, Nick. Is Sharman a victim of his own versatility at the minute, yet to really make an impact this year? And his set shots deserted him. And I think Tim asked a similar question. Sharman out when he was subbed last week, probably took away an aerial weapon. He suggested Butler, and I think H earlier suggested Wilson, which is the way I was leaning at three-quarter time as well.
I thought Wilson, but I think Sharman, I mean, to go back to that original question, I think, yes, he probably is a victim of versatility at the moment. And I think it comes down to that point that we touched on a little bit earlier, in that we just don't know what our ideal forward setup looks like. Sharman doesn't have a settled spot up forward in that lineup. He's in there because we've had injuries and we've had suspensions and, you know, a bunch of things. That's how he got his chance last year. And he was able to make it work. To some extent, I thought he was pretty good. He does offer us a point of difference, but is that as a second forward, third forward, as a swingman? I certainly don't know what the club is thinking and what Ross and the assistants are thinking. Whenever I've spoken to people either inside the club or those who are in the know, the message has been pretty consistent that the club doesn't necessarily rate Sharman in that he's not big enough to be a key forward and is not agile / fit enough aerobically to be a winger or whatever. And so I think it's just that they don't know what he is. They don't know how he fits. I did think that it was either going to be Sharman or Wilson for Hasty. I thought, you know, bringing Hasty on was the right thing to do. I just wasn't quite sure who it was going to be to come off. But, I don't know. I don't think that Cooper Sharman really knows who or what he is just yet either, which probably doesn't help things.
In perfect world, is that sort of marking half forward. But he leads up, he marks well, he kicks well. It seems to be that has become a defensively running position now.
We saw it with Membry for a while, where he'd play kind of 80% of the game. He'd play as that second or third forward, and then in the final 5 minutes of each quarter, he'd kind of push up and kind of settle himself at centre half back or thereabouts, and be able to kind of be that extra man in defence. You know, I kind of think of Sharman as a bit of a smaller version of that Adam Hunter. You know, he used to play for West Coast, played kind of centre half forward and centre half back, and they used him as a real swingman, depending on matchups. I think Hunter was probably a bit more physical than Sharman, but Sharman's got a better jump and a better leap and is probably a better kick for goal than Hunter was. So I don't know. I feel like he could do that role quite successfully, but it really depends who else is there around him, both in forward 50 and defensive 50.
Yeah, I think so. Damien asking why has Ross decided Filippo as a midfielder when he was recruited as a forward. I'd argue he was recruited as a midfielder but has had to play forward until he built a tank. So I think that ultimately that's where they think he'll end up, but he didn't necessarily start there. MC asking that similar question that you were talking about, H, with Wilson plus two rookies in the lineup at the same time, but I think that's necessity. I think ideally, yeah, look, you'll pay a little bit of a price for that in terms of inexperience, but we don't really have an option outside of that at the moment until Clark, Dow, Crouch, Henry, etc. Are all back and playing. And Joe says, Nick, the thoughts on Marshall potentially being cooked in the second half of the year. It does appear obvious that Ross does not want to sacrifice run with a second ruckman, but does he have to at some point?
This has been, I think, a contentious issue even when Paddy Ryder was here, because I think Rowan plays his best footy one out as a one out ruckman.
Yeah.
Where he's the sole go to guy in that position. But I think as a team we play better when there's two. I think we played as a stoppage or clearance group. I think we played better footy with Paddy and Rowan. And I think when Rowan's one out, he's able to play that kind of sixth or seventh midfielder type role where he can be an extra midfielder, etc. But it also, I think it also means that he doesn't really get a break per se, and he's always up against the biggest guy, the strongest guy. And then when you do have to give him a break, you can't have him spend 4 or 5 minutes up forward in the goal square to get his breath back. You've got to take him off. And that means that you've got to have, you know, a Mitch or a Caminiti or a Battle or a Cordy or someone as your second ruck, none of which are ideal. And I think the way that we're going at the moment is that they're kind of playing Mitch as the shorter version of Rowan, is that, you know, he's not going to win majority of the tap outs, but he's going to impact at ground level. And I think that's kind of the way that they've viewed that kind of rotation. But I do think that we'd be better overall if we had a second big body ruck. And I think I've been saying it since Paddy was there, that I think that as a team we play better, even if it does take a little bit away from Rowan's game personally. I think that we're better with a second ruck in there to be able to give him a chop out and take some of that kind of physical pressure off him.
Yeah, and then what it does for Mitch potentially, yeah, as well, yeah, and so the reciprocal benefits across the way. The Saint asking a question about reciprocal seating for some of our away fans. Yeah, look, that's been an ongoing debate. Obviously, I think we were in a better position at Geelong than normal, but that's probably to do with the stadium upgrade more than anything. But yeah, that's always been a bit of an issue. You know, even when you play home games at the MCG or whatever it may be. Final thoughts, probably from me. I'm glad we're wearing the candy stripe jumper. It's the best jumper I think the club's ever worn this week. I used to have one, which I thought I still had. I just couldn't find it in the drawer. But I would have worn that for the pod if I had have located it, but couldn't do so. Well, Nick, I don't know whether we played with fire a little bit, but we did debate last week the merits of that so St Kilda, and then look what happened.
it was a very that so St Kilda type game, wasn't it? But funnily enough, the results of the poll that we put up on Twitter, 75% yes, keep that so St Kilda, and 25% no, let's move on. So, yeah, I mean, like we said last week, I can understand the argument, but I still, you know, I still don't know if the killer instinct and that winning mentality that the club needs to have happens at a fan level. Like, should we expect better? Yes. Do we expect better? Yes. Does that mean that what we talk about on a podcast and make light of or make fun of some of the silly, stupid things that seem to happen to our footy club, like pretend that doesn't exist, or just not have some of that fun, kind of lighthearted, you know, ironic views on things? Like, I'm not sure that, you know, a 5 minute segment on a podcast impacts the footy club too much, to be brutally honest. And that as fans, I think it's just worth having that ability to be ironic and sardonic and, you know, have a bit of fun with it and take the piss occasionally of ourselves, because, you know, ultimately in 150 years, we don't have a whole lot of success to celebrate. We want all that, but, you know, as fans, we need to be able to have a bit of fun with our footy club as well.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a black humour, H, and the reality is, like, when the sun comes up the next day and we're still here, like, it's, we don't go anywhere. Like, see all that shit happen and we're still standing, so.
Yeah, well, with Nick putting that poll up, I was sort of thinking on the lines of, before we do this, do we put a poll up? We nominate three things every week and discuss the most popular one. Then instead of nominating three on here and just see which thing that everyone sort of thinks is, yeah, the one that hits home the most, I guess. And then, yeah, a little chat about it every week. And that's possibly one way to change it up a little bit.
Definitely. But interesting, this week we head to Norwood in South Australia, a venue we've never played at before. I believe it's quite small from all reports. I don't know whether it's SCG type small or Cadinia Park type small or whatever it may be. Cadinia Park's more narrow, but I'm sure we could have asked Stephen
Square.
Yeah, true. But we could have asked Stephen Ziller that. I'm sure he would have played a few games on that ground. But we'll certainly endeavour to check that out. But yeah, look forward to seeing them out there again. I guess the biggest cure to the frustration of last week is to see them play again, because you tend to forget the previous game when the next one starts. So I actually originally thought we were playing on Friday night, so I was disappointed to discover soon after that it was Sunday. So I had to have to wait a couple of days longer for that one. But for those that are heading across for Gather Round, enjoy. And for those watching at home, hopefully they square the ledger at 2-2 and we can hang in there until we get our players back and keep ourselves in pretty good shape at the end of this round. But go Saints.